Senate State Affairs, please come to order. We have members present, Senator Huggins, Stoltz, Vice Chair Coghill, and Senator Wilikowski. We only have one matter before us tonight, public testimony on Senate Joint Resolution Number 1. We have, we'll probably have more people lining up, but we'll stay till folks are done. If the lists stop at a certain point, we'll take an at ease and see if any others, but I think most folks sign up, if they're going to testify tonight, they'll be here at by the time we've got through this first part of the list. Senator Wilikowski, is your bill. Why don't you just spend just a moment or two and frame your issue and explain what your motivations were and why you want to put this before the people of Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to have the public weigh in on this. We've had 6 hours of public testimony on various plans to use the earnings reserve portion of the permanent fund, and this is something that would protect the dividend portion of the permanent fund. And I know this is something that is important to many Alaskans. I know when I hear from my constituents, it's often from lower-income constituents, from seniors, people on fixed incomes, who the permanent fund has become a really, really important aspect of their life, and they rely on it. And this is an opportunity for us to put it in the Constitution. It doesn't say it still would leave the excess portion of the earnings reserve if the legislature chose to use a portion of that. That still would be available just like it is right now, but it would just guarantee the Constitution, in the Constitution, the dividend, Mr. Chairman. And I'll stop right there. Let's hear from the people.
Thank you for that explanation. Certainly the dividend has come up spontaneously during a lot of the other testimony and the other bills. Maybe many Alaskans feel they already testified on it, but this is certainly an opportunity to testify on a specific bill. I know we've had, we're going to go right to Juneau here first. We have Mr. Etheridge, and we don't have a lot of folks signed up, so if you have, we've been on a two-minute constraint, but I'll start with up to 5 minutes, and then we'll pare back if we get a crowd. Want to give everybody a chance to relay their. You don't even have notes, so I'm sure you have a lot to say. Welcome, sir. Well, you can take as much time as you need, though, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don Etheridge with Alaska AFL-CIO. Testifying in opposition to this piece of legislation. We've been on all the other bills. We think that the state should have everything still on the table to look at, and that's our premise on the other bills, on all the tax bills and everything. We still think everything needs to be on the table in order to meet our budget needs and to not lock anything away until we have it figured out, and that's why we think that we need to keep it open. Thank you.
Very succinct. Thank you very much, Mr. Etheridge. Next, we have in Kodiak, Jake Jacobson. Welcome, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm representing myself and my family. Thank you for the opportunity to give my views, and thank you especially, Senator Wilikowski, for introducing this resolution.
Can you state your name for the record?
I'm being reminded here to give my name. It's Jake Jacobson. I'm from Kodiak. I'm representing myself and my family. Anyway, I've read a couple of studies on the permanent fund, but I've lived here most of my life, and I've enjoyed the benefits of the fund and seen it and the benefits that it has provided other people as well. I read the studies by Gunnar Knapp and Scott Goldsmith, and it's quite clear that this fund has a tremendous impact on the well-being of people throughout the state. I think that I very much favor this resolution. I hope it passes. There's some talk about a constitutional amendment to guarantee the fiscal stability of prices for big oil. That scares me a lot. I hope that doesn't happen, but this one I hope does pass. One thing for sure, if you pass this, you'll avoid the perennial grab for the low-hanging fruit, which the permit fund dividend has become. Anyway, thank you again, gentlemen, and good evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jacobson. Is there anybody else in Kodiak at this time?
There's no one else in Kodiak, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. We will go to the Kenai Legislative Information Office. Our first person to testify from Kenai is Daniel Lynch. You want to identify yourself for the record and present your thoughts to the committee.
Daniel Lynch, downtown Soldotna. Represent myself. Thanks for the opportunity. In my opinion, this effort, SJR1, is well thought out and protects the integrity of the intent of the original purpose of the PFD all those years ago. Personally, the dividend does not make or break me, but it does make me part of the involved citizenry. My concerns with efforts to gut, raid, cap, or reformulate the dividend program would hurt the overall economy, crush many families, and totally abuse children from age 1 through 17 that cannot vote, as in taxation without representation, and their futures. I'm 100% behind this effort, and will do anything to assist the sponsor of this resolution anyway. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch. Also at the same location, Fred Sturman.
This is Fred Sturman, and basically I'm testifying for myself and all of my grandkids, and which is six, and my two kids and their husbands and wives. You know, I'm in favor of you guys cutting more out of the budget, and I'm just done some figuring and calculating and stuff. You know, in 2000 we had about 14,600 people, and now we got 17,000 and almost 300. And if you didn't have anything coming in, right now it would take 43 people to keep one government employee working, and that's counting all the kids and stuff. You guys must cut 30% out of this budget, cut 30% of labor and labor cost out of this budget, and do more to put the jobs out to service like the BMW. It could be privatized and other stuff could be privatized. And with that, well, I'll leave you. And I don't know if any one of you has got my red pencil, but I was the one that sent you the red pencil, and I would appreciate you using it. Thank you.
Thanks. We generally don't write in red pencil. That's the governor writes in. I understand the sentiment. And
that's basically what it was. It's just
I understand the symbolism.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Sturman. We have off-net Mr. Ed Martin from Cooper Landing.
Yes, Chairman Lynn. Can you hear me?
Sure. This is Stoltz. Lynn is the just a little bit older guy at the other end of the hallway.
Oh, okay. Chairman Stoltz. I am a second generation for the protection of the permanent fund. My dad, Ed Martin, Sr., who has passed away just a couple years ago, would have been speaking, I'm surely, on this issue. He was the one that went to the legislature with 40,000 some odd signatures on petitions and asked for the vote to protect our permanent fund the last time we had this budget situation. I want to applaud. Is it Representative Senator Bill Willikowski in his efforts? I believe he's been working on this bill for quite some time. It's even more important today than ever that we enshrine this in our Constitution. There's many other avenues for which revenue could be created, and I'm not surprised that the first speaker on this was from a union that represents people that work for the state. I believe that we need to cut state spending, just like Fred does and the other member from our community on the Kenai. I believe that we don't need to be taxed. I believe that the other half of the permanent fund earnings. Although we're talking about the permanent fund dividend, the other half, I believe, belongs to citizens also. And I believe that a voucher should be given to all Alaskans to purchase land in the state of Alaska to create a new economy, one that's not based on government spending. We need a private economy. 1% of ownership of private land in Alaska is a dismal failure, and I believe the governor has nothing in his plan whatsoever. Our legislature needs to look at the fact that he has failed us in trying to bring forward something to utilize our resources. And it is, you know, from those resources that we have this permanent fund and this dividend. So, you know, I really believe deeply that Dad would be here speaking on this, and I know for a fact that I'm speaking for his descendants, all of them. And there's many of us that live on the Kenai Peninsula. So preserve that permanent fund dividend, enshrine it for us. And believe me, it's worthwhile for every Alaskan. And Dad always talked about the less fortunate. He always believed that we can spend the money better than government can. And to be honest with you, as we look at it right now, that seems to be true, doesn't it? So I wish you best of luck on this. Please support Bill's bill. Representative, I believe, is it Representative or Senator Wilikowski?
I think he's more impressed you got the last name right than his title.
Okay.
Yeah, Senator Wilikowski.
In any case, please support him. I think he's worked hard, and I think it's and I am an ultra-conservative, by the way. And I could see this is a place where, you know, both houses, both political parties and the independent can support this, so please do so.
I think he and I are both happy to hear support bill instead of the sometimes the refrain kill bill. But and I just want to say I met your dad several times. I worked with Senator Halford when he came down in the late 90s, and appreciate. I know having lost my father, it made me think of that when you're talking about the values that your dad passed on to you, and I think of those, and that's why I wear his bolo here often. So you brought up a little sentimentality talking about your dad, and so thank you very much, Mr. Mark.
Add one more thing.
Go ahead.
Getting land in the hands of the people in Alaska will benefit us for generations. So please look that direction for any revenue that the state wants, and that way we'd qualify and we'd get a tangible from the other half of the permanent fund earnings.
I thought you were slipping when you didn't mention that first. So thank you very much, Mr. Martin.
Thank you very much for your service, folks, and aloha from the Big Island.
Thank you. Next, we have Gary McDonald from Muldoon. Off net.
Yes. Chairman Stoltz?
Yes, welcome tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I appreciate this time. I
want to identify yourself for the record and then share your thoughts.
It's Gary McDonald from Muldoon, and Mr. Wilikowski has been my senator for quite a few years, and that man works his butt off to get bills passed and stuff, but this is a real, real big one, HJR1, I think that's what it's called or whatever, and we've got a lot of great speakers, all of them except the first one. Of course, the union should be there trying to get more money or whatever, that's just the way they are, but I just want to say Bill Wilikowski is a great man. He works hard for Muldoon, and I want this bill to pass, and everybody that spoke so far, except for the first one, I agree with him 100%. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, we don't want to give our friend here in Juneau a complex here. Everybody has their right to express their own opinions, and please concentrate on the positives of your own statements.
Okay,
I think you guys.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Gary.
George Pierce, also from the peninsula, off net. Kasilov.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Stoltz, for taking the call. You know, you just heard from four of Kenai Peninsula's residents, and I agree with that, what they were saying, pretty much the same. Thanks, Mr. Wilikowski, for introducing this bill. We need to protect our permanent fund. Do you realize that this was set up for the residents of this state, for their resources, and now you want to take my money from my resources. I don't approve of that. There's cuts you can do. There's cuts you can do in the Fish and Game Department. They have so many nonprofit organizations they have right now doing their job. That's our problem. You have taken it on your own self and interest for some reason to support nonprofits and fund them forever. We cannot afford them, people. If the Fish and Game and other state agencies are doing their job, we don't need nonprofits to step in and do their job. So protect my permanent fund and my resources. Preserve it the best you can. That's what this bill is supposed to do, and I hope, Mr. Rikashi, thank you very much for introducing this. And thank you. And that's all I guess I have to say, you know. So it's nice to see a Democrat coming out here and doing some stuff here. So thank you for everything, and keep up the good work. And stay out of my permanent fund, would you please? Tax other things. Tax fishing, hunting, guiding. The guides make more money here than the state does. Tax the guides on our hunting and fishing. Thank you very much.
Bye. Some of my best friends are... Thank you very much, Mr. Pearson, for your testimony on so many other bills. Next, we're going to go up to Northern God's Country, North Pole. We have Bill Lambert.
Yes, hello. I'm Bill Lambert, and I fully support the bill to defend the PFD and Senator Wilkowski. And I'd like to also point out that I think the one thing that every state agency should do is not only sit in front of you and tell them what the total cost per hour of them to do 1 hour's worth of work. And that 1 hour's worth of work would not only entail all the costs associated with the retirement plan, with their salary, with the heat, with the sewer, with the building cost, with the vehicle that's being supplied to them, and post it with their face, whoever's in charge of that state, anybody who gets state money, put their face on it, and then tell you what it costs per hour. And I'll tell you why. And I think, I would hope Senator Coghill would agree that when you put that up there and they say it costs us $1,000 to plow the road for 1 hour, and Hawks Greenhouse can plow the road for 1 hour, and that's a purely market-based result for $500 or even less per hour, then people will start to look at it and go, wait a minute. You're going to take my PFD when someone else can do it for a third or a quarter of the cost. I see my electrical bill go up every month, and my usage goes down. So I want to know how state agencies are utilizing their utilities, and they need to economize, and they need to cut, and they need to report what they're doing like a responsible person. And I think that should be included with the budget. They should sit in front of you and stand tall in front of all of us and say, how are they spending their money? Thank you very much. And once again, I'd like to thank Senator Wilkowski for defending our PFD. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lambert. Next, we have Javen Osi in Anchorage.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Thank you. My name is Javen Osi. I represent myself and probably a lot of Alaskans. I'm concerned basically with the fact that you're going to try to terminate the permanent dividend. And if you don't terminate it, cap it. And if you cap it at $1,000, the way I figured it, I'm going to be losing roughly $4,000 over the next 4 years because of the five-year average when petroleum was high. Every Alaskan stands to lose about $4,000 if you cap it at $1,000 for the next few years, and then even lower after that. I don't think you should change the goalpost in the middle of the game here. Stick with your five-year plan and give these people, if you can't give the people the other half of their, if you cap the dividend, at least give the people some kind of receipt. Like if you're going to give some land away to make some revenue, some taxable land. Perhaps you'd give them credit for the money that you're going to take away from them. Thank you very much, and I don't envy any of you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Osi. I see we have two folks have corresponded. There's a Mike Miller from Anchorage. He opposes the legislation. And secondly, Jenny Malin, who wrote on with added letterhead from First National Bank Alaska as a vice president of the Golden Valley branch, also opposing the legislation. Those will be part of the record on basis as part of the public record. Have any of the sites added anybody? Oh, we have Ginny Wyatt from Fairbanks off net. Or excuse me, Lindsay Wyatt. Lindsay, are you still with us? It doesn't show it's dropped up.
No,
it's gone. Oops, we have somebody that's added in Kenai. We have Shauna Thornton at the Kenai Legislative Information Office. Kenai, are you still with us?
I am. Anyway, I just wanted to thank
please,
you.
Please go ahead and enter, put your name on the record for our public records.
Sorry. It's been a while since I've been down to Juneau. I forgot what to do. Sorry about that. My name's Shauna Thornton, and I live in Kenai, Alaska. And I'm in support of your resolution. I think that we should look at all aspects instead of just going for the easy, low-hanging fruit, because I really think that we need to, as a state, look at all aspects before we start doing things and make a real concentrated effort to have more discussions and to look at the long-term effects of what we're doing. So I do support that, and I'm not going to take too much time today. So I'll write a letter in.
Well, thanks. And when you do write a letter, that'll become part of the official record as well.
Perfect.
Is there anybody else at any of the LIO offices? We're going to stand at ease for till about 7 o'clock, and we'll come back and we'll take one last pass. And we may have tapped out of the folks that had time tonight, but so we'll stand in recess until 7. Senate State Affairs come back to order. It's about 3 minutes till 7. We're back on the record, and we had Lindsay Wyatt, who was off net. Think you've secured a line?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
I'm glad I didn't say Ms. Wyatt. I was very careful. Thank you.
That's all right. My name is Lindsay Wyatt from Fairbanks, Alaska, and I just wanted to say to Senator Wachowski how grateful I am for him thinking outside the box, and the Chair Stoltz as well. I saw the light click on the Senator's ideas there when I think Senator McGuire was talking about her bill, and I saw it at the same time when we consider the interest that's being earned in the permanent fund itself. And I think if we would analyze that real careful, that some people smarter than I am might draw some conclusions. And I just wanted to thank you guys for thinking outside the box.
Well, I thank you, Mr. Wyatt, and I think it's appropriate as we're talking about all aspects that we hear from Alaskans specifically on the dividend. You are the certainly the owners of that, as you are of the permanent fund itself. So,
thank you.
I'm glad Alaskans.
I've got over 100 years here, so we do have an investment.
Well, very good. I'm. People ask me if I've lived in Alaska all my life, and my answer is not yet. And that's probably the same answer for Senator Coghill, too.
So. Yes, we've saw it all come, and it's very interesting. I know there's some budget cuts that probably have to take place, and I know it's hard in these times, but everybody has to cut, and that includes our school systems. And, you know, we got to do what we got to do. That's just about some of it. We've been through hard times before, and this low oil prices will come back up. It's just a cycle. It's just hang on, and we'll all get to it together. And that's all I have to say, guys.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wyatt. Next, we'll stay off net, and we'll go to, if we can correct this on the record, to Delise Calcote.
How are you doing, Jeff? Hello.
Please,
can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead and identify yourself and share your thoughts with the committee.
Yes, my name is Delise Calcote, and I'm Sipiak of Apognak Island. I live in Sutton. I don't know if you've all gotten to or received my email about this, but thank you, Mr. Wilikowski, for this to protect the fund, but I'd like to see, of course, some major changes in some policies, like dump all the holdings and all the investments. If they don't make at least a 5% profit at the end of the year, maybe they should be dumped and just invest in, you know, good things, things that aren't harming and damaging the world. I read a lot of those papers, and I'm not happy. What amount of profit do those corporations that are all invested, what kind of scheme and do they have to maintain? Or do we just give our money away? The look on that report means that basically we're a philanthropic foundation for the oil industry and their employees and partners. It's not a good picture. And to see only one investment in Juneau, a real estate investment in Juneau and all the other real estate investments in the other places. And I'd like to dump all the holdings and any business involved in any of those wars over in the Middle East and Africa. I do not approve. I never thought that this would be used against the people. I don't have anything else to say. Please read my email.
Thank you very much for your testimony, and I don't have it in front of us, but we'll make sure it's part of the record. Thank you very much, Ms. Calcote. What's our status on calling? We'll wait just a couple more minutes, and we'll circle back again to make sure we haven't left, no Alaskans are left behind. So we'll stand at ease again for a few minutes. Senate State Affairs is coming back to order after a very brief recess, waiting to see if we have any more public testimony.
Nobody else.
Pardon? Doesn't look like we have anybody else. I mean, we're willing to stay here till late, but I think we've probably, if any Alaskans that wish to testify that might be listening in, I know this is being aired, you can send your comments to senate.state.affairs@akleg.gov, and they'll be part of the public record. And with that, I think we'll thank the Alaskans who did participate tonight. Kenai Peninsula came in pretty heavy. No one from Wasilla or Palmer for a change. With that, we will go ahead and close the public testimony and thank those who came out and testified, our person in Juneau, Mr. Etheridge, never shy to share your opinions and stick by them, irrespective of where you are, as well as everybody else. And thank you for coming out. And thank everybody, every Alaskan that that expressed their opinion on something to which they're a part of. So that, Senator Wilkowski, thank you for bringing this issue before us, and we'll take action in one of our upcoming committee hearings. So with that, probably in conjunction with our movement of the other bills. So with that, again, with our thanks to our Alaskans who participated, Dave, even if they didn't call in, they're part of the process by watching. With that, as Yogi Berra said, you can observe a lot by watching. So thank you for those that operated in that fashion. With that, we stand in adjournment.